today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, before starting the show, I'd like to congratulate to you all, specifically the people, the Muslims in Iran, for the 10 days of Fajr, the arrival of the days that led to the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The topic of our discussion for today's show is Islam and politics. Inshallah, we shall talk about this topic, but let's check the date in history today. Today, Thursday, is the 11th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1441 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Bahman, 1398 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of February, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this show with some verses of the Holy Quran, verses 55 and 56 of chapter 5.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
إنما
Your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His messenger and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah, and they bow in worship. And whoever is an ally of Allah and His Messenger and those who have believed, indeed the party of Allah, they will be the predominant.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. And now a quick look at these two beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. The verse 56 is a complement for the content of the previous verse. It emphasizes and pursues its meaning. It informs the Muslims that those who accept the guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believing persons whom we referred to in the previous verse will become victorious because they will be involved in the party of Allah. And the party of Allah are indeed the victors.
خب ملت ها در مقابل حوادث دو جورند. بعضی از ملت ها حادثه را سختی را شکنجه را لمس می کنند.
Well, nations behave in two ways towards events. Some nations experience the event, the difficulty and the torture, but they cannot come to a correct analysis and conclusion for themselves, so that this conclusion can make them react towards those events. Some nations are like this. This is not the case with those nations who have competent and efficient leaders. Such nations endure difficulties, but they also pursue issues such as awareness, acumen, solutions, and strengthening correct and reasonable beliefs. The Iranian nation was such a nation. Allah the Exalted showed His kindness by bestowing the leadership of our magnanimous Imam, Rahmatullahi Alayh, on this nation as a great blessing.
تفضل کرد رهبری امام بزرگوار رو به این ملت به عنوان یک موهبت بزرگ داد.
Objectives of an Islamic State. Continuing our discussion and studying about an Islamic State and the relationship between Islam and politics, we have been talking about the objective of an Islamic State, and we mentioned one of these objectives can be enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun 'anil munkar. We are still talking about these topics, inshallah, in case we were able to dissect this topic well, we shall go to other objectives of an Islamic State. Modern political doctrines tend to emphasize human rights rather than human goods. For them, it would be more desirable and practical if we concentrated on defining the mutual duties of the rulers and the rules according to the rights of human beings. The Islamic doctrine approaches this problem of common good by extending it beyond the boundaries of a community. Not only do the members of a community have a common good, but also all human beings have a common good. Islam believes that human beings share common inclinations and needs, which they are able to fulfill correctly through their own actions with the aid of a desirable, just and true Islamic government.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I welcome our dear listeners to this episode of today's special. I'm your host Muzammil Zaidi, and today's program is regarding Islamic revolution. One of the main reasons why Iran has been successful so far, even with the most severe sanctions that have been imposed on Iran, is because of the steadfastness and because of the faith on Allah's promise, because of their continuous resistance that has given this hope to rest of the oppressed people that they can resist against arrogance as well. Up until the formation of Islamic Republic of Iran, nobody could have imagined that anyone would be able to resist against Americans' hegemony. Anyone would be able to resist against American occupation or invasion, or against their soft power's influence. But Iran proved to the rest of the world that no, you can do that as well. If we can do it, you can do it as well.
in the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution. Be with today's special.
Some facts about the Islamic Revolution and how it changed the world's history. No doubt that the Islamic Revolution of Iran changed the world history, and in this series of shows we are trying to talk about some of these facts, that what happened that it became like that. Some policies that were considered an affront to Islam. One of the Shah's reforms included replacing the Islamic lunar calendar with a solar one, a move that made Iran's calendar the same as many Western calendars. However, this change meant that time was no longer measured according to Islamic tradition, something that many clerics chafed at. He also reformed education so that it was no longer in the hands of the clerics and secularized it. Islam was quickly losing influence in the country, and the Muslim clerics were losing power. The Shah also banned women from wearing a hijab and encouraged, sometimes forced, them to wear a Western dress. Clerics were forbidden from wearing the traditional robe and turban. Sharia courts were replaced with secular courts, which were run by secular lawyers and judges who may not have been friendly to Islam. APOC, the new secular constitution, and the reforms implemented by the Pahlavi regime made Westernization and secularization an inescapable aspect of Iranian life.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents today's special.
And now again, some quotes about the Islamic Revolution. Roger Garidi, a French Muslim scholar, describes the Islamic Revolution in Iran in these words. Verily, the Islamic Revolution, led by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, does not have any precedent in the past. The various social revolutions that took place in various parts of the world over past course of the time intended to change just certain political system. Most of these revolutions were stemmed from poverty and economic problems. The national revolutions were also mostly triggered by anger of nations from the exploiters and plunderers. The Islamic Revolution of Iran included all these reasons, but it also carried new concepts and meanings as well. These new concepts not only forced out the government of exploiters, but also presented a particular worldview and revolutionized the theory of confrontation between religion and science.
Sheikh Muhammad Helli.
There is absolutely no doubt about the importance and the significance of the position of the late leader of the Islamic Revolution, Al-Imam al-Rahil, Ayatullah al-Uzma, al-Sayyid Ruhullah al-Musawi al-Khumayni, A'lallahu maqamah wa qaddasallahu nafsahu al-Zakiyya, that today in the world of Islam he occupies a prominent position. And this influence was not restricted to the borders of Iran. When he came after 14 years of exile, received by millions of people, and when he departed from this earth, and his funeral was attended by millions of individuals, one of them was a villager who was asked, "Why have you come here?" He said, "By Allah, I have never left my village the entire lifespan. I have never left it. Yet it was this personality that captured my heart." Look around the world today And in that time, and you see the influence of Imam al-Khomeini everywhere. In South Africa, people used to paint his pictures on the wall. And Nelson Mandela would say that his influence had extended to a great depth. Why? Some people came and said, in him we find profound inspiration and importantly hope. The apartheid regime came forward and said, let us have an agreement. Let us exchange oil in order for us to recognize you. Imam said, we do not make deals with racism. We do not stand with this type of relationship. You look at Iraq, the great scholar, Ayatullah al-Uzma, al-Sayyid al-Shaheed, Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, Ridwanullahi alayhi. What does he say? In his famous statements, he says, ذُوبُوا فِي الْإِمَامِ الْخُمَيْنِ. Dissolve yourself in the personality of Imam al-Khumayni, كَمَا ذَابَ هُوَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Exactly how he annihilated himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the position that people viewed.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for staying tuned. This is IRIB English Radio and our program entitled as Today's Special. Inshallah, we'll be waiting for you to join us tomorrow, same time. Till then, I'll live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes.